1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. It's a race against time outside Philadelphia in the aftermath of deadly weekend flooding. Fire Chief Tim Brewer says the search has intensified today for two children.
As we focus on bringing our beautiful children home to their parents, we also appreciate your understanding and your patience.
It's another day of triple-digit heat in the Southwest with no end in sight. And as we hear from CBS's Cammy McCormick, other parts of the country are uncomfortable, too.
From the Miami area, where an excessive heat warning has been issued for the first time.
It's going to feel like 107 to 113, so certainly another scorcher.
To Texas.
The heat index will be close to 110 by Tuesday. In fact, this is dangerous heat.
In the Northeast, heat and smoke advisories as the Canadian wildfires continue to burn. That will also impact the Midwest, the Great Lakes, and parts of the Northern High Plains.
The U.S. has blasted Russia's bid to get out of a deal that allowed grain from Ukraine to be exported out of the country safely as the war rages. On CBS Mornings, Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba.
Prices for grain all across the globe will go up, and people in the most vulnerable regions of Asia, Africa, they will feel it.
And CBS's Charlie Daggett says also boosting tensions is the attack on the bridge that links Ukraine with Crimea.
The Russian government is blaming Ukraine for blowing it up using unmanned drones overnight. Two people were killed, they say. Another person was injured. It is the main artery for resupply from the Russian mainland to Crimea.
On the Health Watch today, CBS's Bradley Blackburn tells us new tests similar to those for diabetes and heart disease are being urged for diagnosing a crippling ailment.
Recent research shows new blood tests are effective in confirming whether cognitive symptoms are in fact the early stages of Alzheimer's. In the past, diagnosis required an invasive analysis of spinal fluid or expensive brain scans. Researchers say timely diagnosis of Alzheimer's can lead to better treatment for patients.
And Eli Lilly today is asking the FDA for approval of its new Alzheimer's drug. CBS's Jim Krasula reports now on some new occupants in one Florida community who've worn out their welcome.
As many as 100 domestic rabbits have taken up residence in a suburban community outside Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Alicia Griggs.
One of the neighbors moved a couple of years ago, and she just left her rabbits in the street when she moved. They were not spayed or neutered, so they started multiplying.
Neighbor John King.
I'd like them. I just wish they would live somewhere else.
Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 82 points, S&P up 14. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called up Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, July 18th. The Wisconsin Rapids Common Council meeting will begin at 6 p.m. in the council chambers at City Hall. During the meeting, they'll review a request from the Public Works Committee on adding a two-hour parking restriction on Saratoga Street and 5th Street North while the jail construction is taking place. In Portage County, the Highway Committee will meet at 7 a.m. at the Portage County Highway Department. The county board meeting will begin at 5 p.m. In Adams County, the Land Information meeting will run from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Adams County Courthouse. The Committee of the Whole and County Board Supervisor meeting scheduled for 5 p.m. has been canceled. You'll need to register today if you want to take the bus at McMillan Library tomorrow. They're headed to the Sandhill Mead Wildlife Area for their Gray Wolf program. The bus leaves at 1 and returns at 4:30. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with highs around 73. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows around 50. High temperatures reach up to 80. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday and Thursday, 83. Wednesday, 78. Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 71.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, at our brand new world headquarters of Civic Media, high atop the tower on State Street. Well, not maybe a tower, but we're high atop the building here on State Street, across from the Overture Center. Welcome in, everybody, to a Monday edition of the Todd Alba Show at our brand new studios. And I can look through the window, and I can even see Mr. Aaron Zommers. So that's fantastic.
Being able to see each other is such a basic feature that we just didn't have because, you know, when you use a former dentist's office and you're using the bathroom as the producer studio, the bathrooms don't usually have windows.
Right. Well, Luke just flashed me and lifted up his shirt. So that was exciting. No, not really. He just said hello through the window. So that was fantastic.
Update, it was not a bathroom. I just assumed that a wax ring in the corner meant there was a toilet there. But no, it was the other dental stuff.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, the good thing is we got a discount on fillings while we were there. So that was a lot of fun. No Novocaine, however, but lots of fillings. We just used the CBD store next door for the to put us under. It is fantastic to be here, by the way. It's our beautiful, and thanks first and foremost to our great engineering team who over the weekend helped get us to this point and this morning as well. So thanks a lot to all the Civic Media engineers for getting us. If you watch us on the stream on either Twitter or Facebook or other places, our cameras, we're still getting those set up. I was kind of like this. The microphone was in front of me, so now I'm like that for those of you watching. So we'll get that all that. And of course, you can see our logo behind us for our WMDX studios here in Madison as we go out throughout the entire state of Wisconsin. Big show on tap for today, Mr. Zommers. First and foremost, going to be giving away some Milwaukee Brewer tickets. Brewers had a great weekend, swept the Cincinnati Reds, and the Brewers find themselves in first place in the NL Central. And they're going to be on the road now for a couple of games. They're back home this weekend. We have a pair of tickets to give away. We'll do so in the second hour. That is for the game coming up this Saturday as the National League East leading baseball team, the Atlanta Braves, will be in town in Milwaukee. 6:15, the first pitch. We have two tickets to give away today to that game on Saturday, a little bit later on in the show. What a weekend for the Milwaukee Brewers. Just a lot of fun to watch them, and congratulations to them as well. Don't forget, you can hear the Brewers every game, every time they're up to bat, every great call from the Brewers announcers, including the one and only Bob Uecker. Heard on Oshkosh Air Support on 98.3 FM and AM, the big 1100 over in Oshkosh, and also on WRCE News from the Center in our hometown of Richland Center in southwest Wisconsin on 107.7 FM and 1450 AM. So just a lot of fun to listen to the Brewers, of course, and we'll be giving away those two tickets in our number two. It feels odd. This all feels, I kind of settle in. I'm looking to my right. I see Mr. Zommers. I see our news director, Terry Bell, who is the supervisor. He's just notching on some nachos and a couple of bonbons back there and a cherry Coke. So he's having a lot of fun. He looks exactly like an executive producer should, just sitting back there enjoying himself.
Actually, it's a Coke Zero, not a cherry Coke.
Coke Zero. So. All right. Very good. Very good. And then if I look out to my left, we have this beautiful window out onto State Street, and I can see the Overture Center right across the street. And also, and here's the thing. By the way, let me just finish with the show for today. In hour number two, this is going to be great. We have Mike Sachs. He is with Vanity Fair. And also The New Yorker, a comedy writer, interviewed a lot of great people. And so in the 2:30 time slot, Mike Sachs from The New Yorker and Vanity Fair will be in. Looking forward to talking with him. And then coming up after the break, I'm going to be talking a little bit about No Labels Party. Why it is No Labels is no bueno for us. And also Ron DeSantis is crashing and burning. All that and more coming up on the show today. But let me just say this before we go to the break. And I'm looking around here. I'm looking for a clock. I'm not sure how much time we have left here, Mr. Zommers. My clock is gone. Just like that, a clock has appeared. Mr. Zommers just threw up a clock on our brand new fancy screens here.
I did nothing of the sort. It has a mind of its own, I guess.
It must be like if you say it, like it knows what you're saying. It just came up. It's 1:11 right now in 33 seconds. So here's the quick story. If I get too big for my britches or get too big of a head, all I have to do is look directly out my window every day now in the new studios, and I will see a failure of mine. Because directly across the street is the building and the space that our very first coffee shop, after I left politics and left the legislature and got into the coffee business, we had a location that we sunk several thousand dollars into. Have a beautiful set of plans, by the way, from our friend Rob Wheat and OPN Architects. Great, great firm. We paid him for some beautiful plans. Only problem is we got screwed over by the landlords down here across the street, and we lost the entire space before we had to go to our second location. So if I ever get too big for my britches, too big of a head, all I got to do is look out the window and say, look, Todd, there was one of the things you tried. Didn't work out so well. So always good to stay humble. In a situation like this. So that's the show for today. We're going to come back, take a break, come back and have more. Tell you why No Labels is no bueno. We'll take your calls as well. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. Todd Allball's show continues on now on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all.
Civic Media,
608-819-8255.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fry-yays with WAUK.halfoffdeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gates open up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with the water show from 10 to 11:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at wauk.halfoffdeal.com. That's wauk.halfoffdeal.com.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
Having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin. Our friend and colleague Jeff Perry has checked in, and he's watching apparently on a stream, and he said we look pretty good. Well, I need a lot of help, but our studios look pretty nice, right? And then Mr. Zomeritz has a camera, but it's not the wires are dangling, and we have no ability to. But tomorrow we'll have you on camera tomorrow, Mr. Zomeritz.
Probably.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure we will.
Let's see. Here, let's just see. I wish Paul Schaefer were here. Have a little music. Let's see if we can do this. I'm going to take this camera up for those of you watching and see if we can turn it around and see. Look, there he is. There's
Mr. Whoa, this is weird looking at the camera output over here and seeing the camera and Todd.
Mr. Zomers is there. I just thought you needed to be on camera.
So, well, thanks.
Yeah, for our five people watching. No, there's more than that, but there you go. So yeah, that's we'll give you. Well, we have more ability. Well, it's very spacious here. We have a couch in the studio. Very nice. And I think it sounds pretty good. I mean, at least my headset. Hopefully for those listening, it's
I think nice. It sounds good.
It is hot in here. We were talking about this over the break, and speaking of David Letterman. I believe it was, and Jeff Perry would know this, it was usually in the spring, like Memorial Day weekend, and Hal Gurney, the longtime director of The Late Show with David, The Late Night and then Late Show, he would have his traditional, he would cool off in the summer, and he would do this, just unbutton his top button. There you go. So now I feel much cooler. Now my top button is unbuttoned.
If I had buttons, I would join you.
All right. Welcome back to the show. Glad to have you along on our brand new studios, here on State Street. Want to talk a little bit this half hour about no labels. Have you heard about this? We've talked a little bit on the show about it. Great introductory article for us in Reuters by David Morgan. Third party no labels will be a spoiler in the 2024 election, according to chairs. Third party, that is, No Labels Group will stay out of the 2024 U.S. presidential race if polling shows its candidates would play a spoiler role by helping to elect either the Democratic or Republican nominee, according to the co-chair, Joe Lieberman, who was on the news shows yesterday. The group has this morning what it calls a common sense agenda of policies meant to help unite the country behind a cooperative, moderate alternative to the partisanship that characterizes contemporary U.S. politics. Now, for those who might not remember, Joe Lieberman, a former United States senator and unsuccessful vice presidential candidate with Al Gore, said No Labels hopes to offer a legitimate, quote-unquote, third choice. And a lot of people, including me, believe that in actuality, what No Labels is an attempt to basically help Donald Trump get elected president once again. But
with one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett Septic Pumper Trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their pumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
Keep cool all summer long with 11% off everything at Menards. Check out our great selection of fans and air conditioners. Pick up a Denali Air 8000 BTU window air conditioner. It features an easy-to-read LED display and three fan settings. It's perfect for keeping smaller spaces cool. Get one now for just $199.97 after 11% rebate at Menards. Good through July 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
From the right. We're going to have more on the money and cash on hand for Republican candidates a little bit later. But you have to follow the money on these things. Over the weekend, on MSNBC, on Ali Velshi's show, our friends from the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson, co-founder and chair, and also Stuart Stevens, were on the show to talk about this. We're going to play you a cut now. This is from MSNBC over the weekend. And it's Ali Velshi. He's going to set this up, but he's talking to Rick Wilson of the Lincoln Project, because Rick can say this better than I can. Mr. Zomers, you'd be so kind. This is MSNBC, Ali Velshi, over the weekend.
I actually invited you guys on to talk about, that's what we were going to talk about, the no labels issue, because there are people out there, Rick, you talk about more available potential Republicans, but the problem is we've got a whole bunch of people who have this whole view of, I'm sick of all this nonsense. I just want somebody reasonable and moderate, and no labels, which is a really well-intentioned idea, is playing to that. But if you do that right now, you take away the binary choice of Donald Trump versus someone else. And the prevailing wisdom that I think the three of us have on this screen is that's advantage Donald Trump.
Well, look, that has the advantage of being true. And what you've got with no labels is that Mark Penn and Nancy Jacobson have built this machine that is now funded by Republicans. It is now operated and staffed by many of the people who came out of the RNC and Mitch McConnell's office running the operations now. And you've got a group that is, that by their own admission and their own polling says very clearly, when our guy gets in, it takes away votes from Biden and helps elect Trump. They've admitted it. They've said it on television. They cannot spin it. There's no amount of policy papers or do-gooderism or problem solving that removes the fact that they are now a functional pro-Trump organization. They've admitted it. They're going to elect Donald Trump by splitting the Democratic vote. They're going to try to push as many people as they can to a Joe Manchin or a Joe Lieberman or whoever it turns out to be that is a conservative Democrat. They're going to try to split the vote. That's their objective. They've said it on paper. They've admitted what it does. And anyone who's still taking them as some sort of, you know, well-intentioned do-gooders need to look a little closer at the very, very deep red intentions of their donors, their staff, and their plan.
That was Rick Wilson from the Lincoln Project, co-founder and director, CEO of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson. And just because he appeared on MSNBC, do not get the wrong impression that somehow he's some sort of a left-winger. Rick Wilson has been a part of and run several Republican presidential campaigns, along with Stuart Stevens, along with our friend Trigvi Olson. These guys are not some left-wingers. So when you hear this from Rick Wilson, he's not talking from a left-wing progressive standpoint. He's talking as a former longtime Republican, a conservative. He knows where the money comes from. He knows how to follow the money. And the fact is that No Labels is being funded with the intent and purpose of siphoning off votes from Joe Biden to help get Donald J. Trump back in the White House. And I'm not somebody who, you know, is saying, well, you know, I'm all for just the two-party system always. Here's what I'm for. Democracy, small d, democracy, surviving. And you've heard me talk on this show before, and we're going to keep talking about it way into 2024 because it's so important. I understand and can appreciate, as a former Republican myself, left the party in 2011 after almost 30 years. I don't belong to any party right now, Republican or Democrat. So I get this feeling that neither side really represents me. But here's the deal. If we don't preserve democracy and a democratic republic, everything else is off the table. It's moot. So you pick your issue that you think is important to you. None of that matters if we don't have democracy. And right now in America, there is only one political party that has the means and power to get their person, in this case, reelected and preserve democracy, and that's the Democrats. And that's Joe Biden. And that's why I think it is so critical that we not peel off votes and go in another direction. What do you think? 844-967-2789. Would love to take your calls. A brand new studio, brand new call line. Got to get the oil out of that fresh call line smell. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You could give us a call. Mr. Zomers will take your call off the air and let me know when you're here. Could also download the Civic Media app. It's a great way to get a hold of us as well. Just go on your app store, type in CIVIC, Civic Media, and give us a shout there. There's a little icon you can hit to call us or to text us as well. 844-967-2789. What do you think of this No Labels announcement today that they're in? Let's go to the phone lines. We will go right here in Madison, WMDX, Dick in Madison. We appreciate you calling in and listening. Dick, what say you?
Well, first of all, I find that kind of funny coming from Lieberman, you know, when he talks about a third party candidacy. Mm-hmm. He'd have been vice president if it wouldn't have been for the one that happened right. In 2000.
You're right about that.
And there's something else I was going to ask you about the Republican Party as it stands right now.
Sure.
Now, I'm older than you. I'm 68 years old. Okay. So I do remember vaguely 1964 because my dad and my grandfather were real into this kind of stuff. Uh-huh. And both of them saying that they thought they'd be fine with somebody like Nelson Rockefeller.
Sure.
And Kennedy actually feared him as a person to run against. Mm. Where do you think the party would have went if they wouldn't have went Goldwater and got trounced? I don't think we would have seen a Ronald Reagan. I think if it would have went to somebody like Nelson Rockefeller, a more liberal type leaning Republican, I don't think this party would have went anywhere near where it's at now.
It's a great question, and you know, I'm 53, going to be 54 in October. So I was alive in 1969, but you know that the first president I actually remember, and vaguely so, was Nixon. But I think you're right. I think Goldwater helped create Ronald Reagan. We'll come back and talk more about that. Take your calls as well. 844-967-2789. Thank you, Mark, for the call, and don't go anywhere. Back after this on the Todd Hallball Show.
It's summer, 5:40 a.m.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. A 30-year-old man was arrested for driving under the influence with a baby in the car, not in her car seat. Vladimir Chari Casero from Madison was traveling at 99 miles per hour down I-94 between Milwaukee and Madison when he was spotted by a state patrol trooper. The trooper initiated a traffic stop. Caicedo slowed down to 35 miles per hour but did not stop for another 7 miles. When the trooper walked up to the car, he saw an open bottle of alcohol and the unrestrained infant. Caicedo was arrested for operating a vehicle while under the influence, open intoxicants, child safety restraint violation, and speeding, among other charges. He was booked into the Jefferson County Jail. The child was turned over to the custody of her mother. After losing both games this weekend, the Raptors are off today. They'll play the Mallards at Witter Field tomorrow. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with highs around 73. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour. partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows around 50. High temperatures reach up to 80. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday and Thursday, 83. Wednesday, 78. Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 71.
Vanity Fair and The New Yorker coming up. Don't want to miss that. Written several books as well. Great author, great writer, Mike Sachs, coming up in hour number two. Right now, though, talking about this announcement by the third labels part, no labels, pardon me, the third party called No Labels. They announced their common sense agenda, as they call it today. But I want to spend more time talking about not their agenda, but what this means to democracy. Because if we have a situation, and this comes from the You Ain't Woke, if you don't know history, Matt Flynn fan club department, our friend Matt Flynn, of course, loves to say that. You ain't woke if you don't know history. By the way, Matt Flynn comes up after the 3 o'clock hour right here. Don't miss it. And Matt is right. You have to look back at history, right? To know that throughout history, third parties have messed up the elections. And our caller before the break there talking about that, you know, what would have happened if Rockefeller would have won? Would we have gotten Ronald Reagan? I mean, look back at 1968, American independent George Wallace won 13% and ended up with 46 electoral college votes. In 1968, no third party or independent candidate ended up with any electoral college votes. In 1980, I remember 1980, independent John Anderson won 6% of the vote. And by the way, his running mate, Wisconsin's very own Patrick Lucey. In 1992, Ross Perot ran as independent, won 19% of the vote. 1992, I remember that well. In 1996, Perot ran again as the Reform Party candidate, won 8% of the vote. With a history of failed third party and independent candidates, should we conclude that they are insignificant and irrelevant to presidential election outcomes? No. The opposite is actually true. Going to talk about that in a minute. Let's go to the phones, though, first. 844-967-2789. Would love to have you join us. 844-967-2789. What do you think about this No Labels party and third party runs in general? Let's go to the line out to beautiful Sauk County in southwest Wisconsin in the Baraboo Bluffs. Go to Tom in Sauk County. Thanks for listening and calling in, Tom. What say you?
Hey, Todd. I always like to lean into the fun part of searching for truth. So a little round of one of your favorite games, Dead or Alive.
Oh, fantastic.
Relevant.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Let's
go. George Wallace.
George Wallace, former presidential candidate. I'm going to say George Wallace is dead.
Yeah, you know, the last time I played this game with you, you were like 0-5. So today is your chance to redeem.
Yes.
You are correct.
Yes.
He was born in 1919 and died in 98.
All right, yeah.
John Anderson, the politician.
Ooh, that's a hard one. I want to say he's still alive, but my gut reaction, my knee-jerk reaction was, I don't think it was very long ago. I think John Anderson dead.
You are 2-0.
Yes.
Born in February of 22, died in 2017.
All right.
Ross Perot.
Oh, Ross Perot, as we said, ran in 92, got 19% of the third party vote. In 96, ran as the Reform Party candidate, got 8. Ross Perot, very much alive.
Born in June of 1930, died July 2019.
Really? Of COVID? Do you think it was COVID? Do you think COVID's what got Ross Perot?
I don't have that.
How could I have missed that? All right.